Bank of Cardiff, Danny speaking.
Oh, hi, I was calling for Danny.
Yeah, yeah, this is Danny.
Oh, sorry, it didn't sound like you.
No problem.
That sounds more like you, sorry about that. This is Mark, we spoke a couple hours ago.
Oh, yeah, hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
So I got one of the two, actually, you know what, I've got an update on both of those ones we were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got the business owner, it's for Dirty Dogs. I don't know if you've seen that brand around town.
I think I might have, actually. Mm-hmm.
They gave me the permission to pass along the information. They would like to know more.
Okay.
And so, so I just want to give you that email address.
Okay.
What's the email? So the email is accounting.
Okay.
At dirtydogs.com.
Dirtydogs.com. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I did ask him, I said, you know, so what's the gross sales for the last year? And he said, $3.2 million.
Okay.
So I thought maybe that gives you a little something to work with, you know, going into the email.
Right. Okay, 3.2. Yeah, that definitely gives them a good range that we could, you know, would be able to unlock for them.
And the one of the two owners' names is Elias.
Okay.
E-L-I-A-S. And his partner is his dad. He's out of town, so Elias is juggling a little bit of stuff, but I definitely want to hear more
because
it would help them out.
Okay.
So he just said if it does take me a little longer than usual to email back, that's the only reason why, until his dad gets back
okay.
at the end of the week. And so, if you wanted to toss an intro email at them, he was not concerned about rate because I did tell him, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's going to be more than a 5% traditional bank.
It is.
I guess he was worried that it might be like a 20%, you know, like
no.
really high up. So if you want, and if this helps you with closing your, you know,
yeah.
pulling in a client, if in the first email, if you want to catch his attention, what you think a low rate might, I mean, I know it's, and I told him to us, it's going to be based on, you know, multiple factors. You're going to turn stuff in. But if you have a range maybe for him.
Right.
8 to 10 or 8 to 12, you know, something that he knows it's not, I guess 20 would probably be his breaking point. He goes, this is not worth the money, you know.
But right.
People's breaking point is more than a credit card.
Oh, yeah. Basically. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I think that'd be about, I mean, if it was based on the sales, the, you know, $320,000 loan, could be good if they can.
Yeah, it could be good. Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be great. And for a business like theirs, could they do a, I know the other gentleman couldn't do a line, but could they be eligible for a line?
Well, because we mainly do, like, the working capital, and there are, like, some line, like, programs that offer lines, but it's some small, like, 10, you know, to 20,000. It's really, really small.
So as I'm talking to people, this is good for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more of a termed out type loan for you guys. Okay. Yeah, because I was looking on the website and I could see, you know, there's the different products, there's multiple things, and, you know, equipment loans, lines of credit, cards.
Right, merchant, yeah.
But it seems like more so it'll end up being
the working capital. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is the unsecured program. And a lot of, you know, companies like that too, because it's not, like, callable, you know, like certain lines of credit. And it's able, you know, it's completely transparent, so they'll be able to make sense of it more, you know, for these certain jobs that they have. Or a lot of them, it's like, think of it like a bridge loan, you know, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
And that's great. And so the, just from my learning, what do you think is a range for the rate?
Well, yeah, like generally, that's what I mean. It's the lowest I've seen is probably around like, 10 cents on the dollar, like I said, and then it goes up.
You'd price this the same way you'd price the other, right? Yeah, because we're doing that's right.
Right.
Same way as we were looking at the other, it'd be about 8 to 10 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, on up, yeah, depending on what they look like, you know, on paper. And a lot of times companies, they already have, you know, loans out, so you got to take that second position factor in. We do have those programs available, but obviously it's more risk, and that's kind of like how, you know, obviously, you know, but... a lot of companies, they can use this because it is the term loan. They want the line of credit, but for whatever reason, you know, the lines are no longer available to them. Either they were called or they ran into some, you know, trouble and weren't able to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what all businesses obviously want, is the line of credit. And it is essentially like a line, but it is a termed loan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. I mean, all the businesses I work with seem to lean towards the line. I mean, the flexibility is nice and give you back and forth money. But so what would be a high amount for a line? This, for me, just learning what I would send over. I don't want to send you over something that wouldn't work. So is it like 10, 20,000 really for lines, smaller amounts?
Yeah, and it's generally, yeah, like as a bonus, they'll put up on top of the working capital. If they need some extra, they could use that as a bonus as well. So that's definitely cool. Offer. Yeah, yeah, and for that, it's a nice little bonus. But as far as the rates going there, I'm not really too familiar with the lines of credit on that. I know they're offered, but I haven't really seen too many, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem. And I think they'll like the pricing on the loan for here, and I think that would greatly help them because they do get, you know, they have the payroll come through, we'll pay it, they'll get a ton of overdrafts. They're just a number that we just can't waive, even though we
need
them. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's out of our hands as far as what the bank's willing to let us waive.
Right.
And then the next day they get a big old chunk of money, and it's so sad to see it, you know, so it's...
Yeah.
Him and I were just talking, everything's just off by a day or two. It's such a kick in the pants.
It is, yeah, because your hands are tied, you know, there's nothing you can really do.
Yeah. So that's cool. Accounting at dirtydogs.com, name's Elias. Okay. And I think he'd, he'd like to hear more. I think it would help them out. And then I talked to, it's my mortgage rep that I work with here in the office who has the other client who's looking for the $5 million.
Right.
The loan. Uh-huh. And he might give you a call. I just sent your information to him. His name's Courtney.
Okay.
Courtney Sappen. And so he might give you a call and talk with you a little bit more. He knows a little bit more about the client.
Okay.
But he actually did say, he's like, I think that would be something he'd be interested in. He said that his revenue for the business is about $3 million a month.
No kidding.
And so, I was like, my ears perked up when I heard
that. Yeah.
So,
what?
You know, I like this guy. And what's that? I didn't do the, so he's, I don't know, $36 million a year.
That's crazy. That's good.
Yeah, so he's, he could get a decent size. I think we figured it out it'll be about $3 million loan.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be really cool.
You hear from Courtney Sappen, he's my guy. And,
okay.
Just kind of give you some more details on that and see if it's a deal that, you know, that he's a little protective over the client, which is good.
Right.
He's a money guy. So he'll probably, you know, have a ton of questions and stuff. But in a good way. Right. You know, nothing.
Yeah.
He's not gonna bark at you or nothing. But he's gonna dig deep and just kinda make sure it's something that he wants to connect and share this client with and
right.
And see how it works. But he did say he's like, yeah, that does sound like, you know, a source, so yeah, it's awesome.
So he'd be interested. Okay. Well, sounds good. I appreciate it, Mark.
Yeah, no problem. No, it's really great to have a contact for these things because, we need them. And so, are you guys, is it an actual bank, though? I guess that's what I was just wondering. You got bank in front of it, but it is a bank, right?
It's
a bank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We are a bank, but we have other sources that we are finding funds as well to get programs. Like we have a network as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're able to have
to be a bank, do you have to hold certain deposits or certain, like, any of those things, or?
Right, yeah. As far as those details, I'm not sure the exact amounts or how much they have. I'd have to point you somewhere else that you'd be able to talk to you.
No, but no, just more my curiosity, because it's new to me. It's a good thing, you know. It's like, because here we're in this box. It's like for banking, it's, you know, you've got your deposits on this side, you try to offset it with the loans, try to keep similar numbers based from one to the other. So, and I could probably read about online and stuff, but just, you know, maybe there's other ways to do it or, you know, just how it works and stuff, so.
Right, right. And that's just, we have do have those, like, other sources, but as far as, everything, we do have that availability as well. To do our own, but at the same time, like, certain loans are extremely risky. Like, when people are reaching out to us, it's, you see some, like, credits. Like, I had a guy the other day, we had to decline, but it was, like, he's in the 400s for credit score, you know? That's really bad. And obviously, yeah. No, we couldn't do anything for him, but at the same time, it's, like, there's really, really risky, you know, loans that come through. But
yeah,
definitely, it's another option available to him.
Yeah, no, that's it's really cool. It's nice to have those options. And do you? Well, you guys don't do the outside sales, huh? Let's say I got a good referral group that I'm just getting I just joined it. I'm getting a lot of business from.
Oh, really? What do you do?
It's a San Diego referral connection. Mm-hmm. And so I've been to these. You ever been to those referral groups like BNI and LaTip?
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of them.
They're similar. It's the same similar structure, but the particular group I found, they're just a level of professional. Everybody's kind of this like professional level,
right?
And rather than like some of the other groups I visited, where like there's a carpet cleaner and you know, a landscaper, and that's cool. It's not a bad thing, but it's not what you and I are looking for. We're looking for the business owners. Right. So there's a mortgage guy, there's an investment guy in the group, there's a escrow person, there's everybody's kind of that level. There's a couple lawyers that do different things. And there can only be one person for every type of thing.
Right.
So, like, you would be the only guy doing this type of lending.
Oh, cool.
You know, we're interested. So that's the cool part.
You know,
so, like, for myself, you know, I do business lending. You know, you kind of do... I don't know, would it be fair to say you do kind of a secondary market?
Right. It is. Yeah. It's a secondary source of obtaining funds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we both described the client we would want to see, I'm looking for kind of more A-paper stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you'd be looking for, you know, people that may not fit that exactly, you know. And then,
right, exactly.
You know, so the people in the group would know, okay, well, when we start, we're kind of, we send them a mark. You know, if they're, you know, kind of in this ballpark, and then if they're not in this ballpark, you know, you know, they're more for Danny, you know, and so it's kind of a mix of the two, which is cool.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, if you ever wanted to come to something like that,
You know,
you got the cell phone number they gave you, the first number.
Right, the 619 number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you could call this one, too. It's not just the work one. But, okay. Yeah, if you ever wanted to go to it, it's a cool group, and everybody's real nice. It's not a high-pressure referral, kind of like you have to have one every single morning, you know, time you go.
Right, right.
They meet once a week. We have breakfast.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I'd be interested in that. Yeah, I'll definitely give you a call, Mark.
We had a secondary lender come visit the group, and he's a really cool guy. He actually does less than you guys, though, which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, you know, he's kind of in a
Something capital.
Intercapital, I think.
Okay. I haven't heard of him, no.
Because I ran these two deals past him, and he's just, he couldn't do anything for him. Because he was with the overdrafts on the account. For the one business, he's like, that's a no-go for us.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I ran this other one past them. And then if they're lending the money back out, I can't do it either.
Right.
So, the only reason he didn't join the group, actually, is because he has to take his kids to school.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, I just can't work it out time-wise.
Right.
It was something the group was interested in. So, if you ever want
to. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll for sure reach out. And did you ever send me the email with all your...
No, I'm lame. I didn't do that.
Okay.
I'll send that over, and then if you ping me back, too, and I'll also share that email with Courtney. Got it, too.
And all
then,
right.
Yeah, that's cool. So, yeah, I'll send an email over to you right now, and then, I appreciate it. And... You can attach me or not. I mean, it's okay if you want to just go either way for the Dirty Dogs guys.
Yeah, I can attach. No big deal.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It'd be cool to see, like, the kind of your initial contact with them, you know, and just get a vibe for what, you know, how you guys introduce yourself to clients and stuff. And, that way I kind of know what I'm sending, what to look for when I'm sending over and stuff. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. No, I appreciate it a lot. And,
all right.
You know, yeah, if you see Michelle, you should tell me. This is working out really great.
Yeah, exactly.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
You know, when she meets people.
Right, exactly. Yeah, okay.
Get a little gold star by her name.
Yeah, for sure.
For networking and stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was good talking to you.
Yeah, it's great talking to you, and I'll send you that email over.
All right, sounds good, Mark. Thanks. Take care. Thanks, bye.